fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
Right. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right. It's Thursday night. It's 8 p.m. and you're right where you should be, in front of your radio. I know it's another trying week. Lots of fake news, lots of propaganda, but we are here every week with Common Sense Radio to sift through the fake news, the propaganda, get to the nut of every issue, the core of every issue, peel back that onion so you can kind of discern what's really going on. And I know you might be getting it on TuneIn Radio or streaming at FMTalk1065.com or just on the clock radio beside your bed, wherever you're at. We're glad that you have joined us. And every week we return with incredible regularity, evading the FCC and the FBI and the DHS and the CIA and whoever else is looking for us. They cannot find us. But we are here with extreme regularity. Why? Because our young budding engineer is extremely regular. Yes, he is. He is on top of these electrons every week, and he makes sure they're sanitized and ready to go. No insurrections. They come straight to you. Our young budding engineer from the University of Mobile, Ian Blair.
Happy to be here, Pete. Man, made it through another week.
Another week.
But it's all good.
All good. All good.
Ready for another show. So what's going on, everybody? It's your man, Ian Blair, the producer extraordinaire, back again on the board.
On the board, that's right. And as you may note from our jovial attitudes in here, we are again without adult supervision so far. Adult supervision may show up. It sort of depends on the game. We don't know. We wish her safe travels and hope that she gets here. But we are without our director of quality assurance, head of the research department, executive producer, co-host, gold star wife, Teresa Taylor, is on assignment with the boys. She may or may not make it. So this is a crapshoot for the listener tonight. They may be just the boys tonight. Okay, there's a bunch of different things. Nothing really huge stories, although you might think there's some huge stories, and maybe get some thoughts from a lot of people about these things. One that I did want to clean up. You remember last week we talked about that the Capitol fence went back up around the Capitol, right? Because there was a big rally. The Trumpers were returning on the 18th of September. That was last Saturday.
Oh, no.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats did. They put the fence back up last Saturday. And, you know, they just hyped it up. Oh, no, they're going to come back. And I really do believe it was, I don't know. I saw some stuff about the guy who was organizing it, and he had a genuine thing. He was trying to protest and stand up for a lot of the January 6th protesters who've been incarcerated, and they've been held without trial and due process now for, you know, going on 8 months and, 6 to 8 months for some of them, depending. And that's worthy, but it still felt like a trap. And having been there on January 6th, you don't want that rope-a-dope again where you get in there and you think you're protesting. This whole thing is twisted into something else and you've given a PR victory to the Democrats. So I think people generally knew and they stayed away. But the reason I'm bringing it up, so they had this thing last week, and this guy, like I said, seemed to be genuine. But the media and the riot police far outnumbered the protesters. I think it was almost on the scale of 10 to 1, media and riot police to protesters. And, of course, nothing happened. It was very quiet. And I just wanted to follow up on that because we talked about that, and I do believe it was a trap. And thankfully, most Americans did not go out there. Okay, Biden had his first speech as president to the United Nations this week. And what a difference from last year. Biden goes to the United Nations and he takes a victory lap. A few things are crazy. First of all, he takes a victory lap for Afghanistan, saying it was a really tough decision, but we made it and we did it. And it was like, you bungled the whole thing. You retreated. You know, and he was taking a victory lap. The British Parliament admonished you for endangering them and their troops. The Secretary General of NATO said this is the worst military fiasco NATO has ever endured in their entire history. And he's talking about how good it is and all that. And then he goes on. What was the other thing he took? It was not just that. There was something else he took a victory lap on. Just saying, oh, how nothing's been better with the European allies. The French just recalled their ambassador. I mean, the guy is totally tone deaf to all of these things that are going on over there. So then he gets to China, and his whole big thing is he promises China no Cold War. We seek no Cold War. Do we want a Cold War? We're going to reach out to you. We stand ready to work with you on tough things like global warming. He says that, and I want to interject, because he says global warming and the corona pandemic. Think about this, folks. On global warming, if you believe that stuff, China does not abide by any of the carbon restrictions or pollution restrictions. They pollute more than anybody because they're trying to get their economy caught up to the rest of the world. So that's what people don't understand. That's what they love about this environmental regulation stuff. Yeah, we want clean water and clean air and all that. We're willing to do what it takes. But they impose these draconian, nonsensical things because it's a break on Western economies. They literally, that's why China supports the global warming stuff, because it puts a break on Western economies like the United States while they go all out polluting, you know, ignoring all the environmental regulations to catch up. They're building their thing. So that was stupid. And then the other thing is, oh, we stand ready to work with you about the coronavirus, the corona pandemic. Yeah, they made it. They developed it with our money in Wuhan. And that's what he talks about. He doesn't mention human rights abuses, torture camps with the Uyghurs, forced labor with the Muslims. Oh, by the way, who did mention that? President Trump last year, when he made his speech to the United Nations, his last speech as president, he said, we've got to stand up to China. He said, we must stand up to China. We must confront China. We must confront them on their human rights abuses. Torture, forced labor. Did Biden mention that? No. Biden says, oh, I don't seek a Cold War. Trump said, we're going to face them down for their global warming abuses, not global, global trade abuses with tariffs. We're going to face them down with that. Say, we're going to face them down with their exploitations militarily, trying to, you know, force their way around, saying certain international waters are their waters. Basically, Trump faced them down on the global economy. Oh, and then the biggest one. And he said we must hold them accountable for the damage they've done to the world by unleashing the Chinese virus on the rest of the world. He didn't quite call it a bioweapon, but he came out and said they must be held accountable. Tariffs, human rights abuses, and held accountable for the pandemic. That was Trump putting it to China last year. Funny, now we got a president who said, oh, didn't mention any of those things, and said, oh, we don't seek a Cold War. We want to work with you. We don't see you as an adversary. You're just a competitor, which you like to think it's that way. But what do you think the Chinese news opinion pieces, think tanks, institutes, do you know how they characterize us? Do they characterize the United States as a competitor? No. We are characterized as the enemy. They openly refer to the United States as the enemy. Folks, isn't it odd that a year later we get the, you're just a competitor, and we don't seek a Cold War. We want to work with you on really important things like global warming, and we won't talk about the Wuhan lab, but we want to talk with you about how we can help on the corona pandemic, even though you're the ones that sent that thing over here and poisoned the whole world. Isn't it odd a year later that that's what China got after a very questionable election in 2020? So you got to wonder when you listen to Biden, who's pulling the strings? Everybody's been asking that since he got inaugurated, since he's clearly cognitively impaired and declined. Who's pulling his strings? Who is the one controlling him? Who's calling the shots? So you got to wonder when you listen to him talk to the UN compared, the United Nations compared to what Trump says, huh? Sounds like he really favors China. That's the question. Look, we got more things to cover. I'm without Teresa, so I'd love to have more calls and texts. We'll get you on the air, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And hey, don't forget, if you are looking for a church home, you need a good conservative-based Bible-teaching church home. And that's Magnolia Springs Baptist Church down at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. They would ask you, do you know that Jesus Christ advocated for private property rights for individuals? Did you know the death penalty for murders was commanded by God? Are you aware that God warned us about the coming New World Order? These are conservative principles, and many conservative principles come directly from the Bible. Wouldn't you want to learn these things and go to a church that preach the conservative principles that come directly from the Bible and are true to the Bible in accordance with God's word? Then they'd love to invite you to come to Magnolia Springs Baptist Church in Theodore at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. It's halfway between Highway 90 and I-10 down there in Theodore, just south of 10, north of Highway 90. It is, they stand firmly for conservative biblical principles for the home, the church, and society. They have a teaching service every Sunday that starts at 9 a.m. every Sunday, followed by Sunday school with classes for all different ages at 10 o'clock. Bring the kids, and a worship service at 11. Look, go to their website. You can learn a lot more at magnoliaspringsbaptist.church. And look, check it out this Sunday. A warm and loving welcome awaits you from the wonderful congregation at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church, Theodore Dawes Road in Theodore, 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. Check them out this Sunday. Okay. Let's check quick the text line. Before I go, let me get these people updated who put a couple of texts in. Let's see. This is Doug. This administration stays in the kitchen planning and scheming their recipes of lies taken straight from the devil's cookbook. Then they send it out to the distribution of CNN, CBS, CNBC, NBC, and even Fox for them to dose it out to those of us who will swallow it. He said, I sent this to the Jeff Poor Show and got scolded for interrupting what he had been talking about. Okay. I don't know what he was talking about. All right, and then from Florida, we have Biden is a Trojan horse for the Chinese. He has no spine, is on the take from those evil people seeking to destroy us. You listen to the things he does, to the things he says, watch the things he does that all favor China, and then he's got a son who's gotten billions of dollars from China. Evidence is on a laptop, and nobody wants to look at it. The FBI has it, and has done nothing with it. So you got to wonder. As we, you know, hand over the best built, most advanced, technically advanced air base in the world at Bagram, Afghanistan, we just turned it over. When is somebody going to report that the Chinese are now running that? So you got to wonder who he's done that to. And then why is the supply chain still being choked off in the United States? Why is inflation rising at a rapid pace? Why are businesses with over 100 employees being targeted to make their employees 1099? Because the idiots are trying to change our system to pure communism. Guy from Florida is right on it. Right on it. And he said Hunter Biden is an oxygen thief. Okay. Here's an interesting thing, and I would like to get some feedback on that before we get to the phones. The Dems have been trying to pass this $3.5 trillion huge spending bill with everything in it. I mean, it's got every wish list. It's got Green New Deal crap in there, carbon credit stuff. I mean, it's got tucked in there. They're trying. unless it, I think it's still in there, where they're going to tax people by the not just on your gas you buy, but on the miles you drive. That you have to have mileage reports, and you'll be taxed on your mile. I mean, they're just trying to get your money. All in this $3.5 trillion humongous monstrosity obscene spending bill. Well, they've been trying to pass this thing for a couple of months. And it's chock full of all sorts of stuff that most Americans hate and will destroy this country or at least severely damage it. Why can't they get it passed? I mean, they control the House, not by a wide margin, but 5 or 6 votes. And they have a 50-50 in the Senate, and the vice president, if anybody can find her, can break the tie. Why can't they pass this? Well, they want to blame Manchin from West Virginia and Senator Sinema from Arizona because they have said they won't let it come through the Senate. It can't get out of the House, folks. They can't get it out of the House because there's finally some moderate Democrats are pushing back saying we can't support this. And then on the other side, you've got the squad and the basically, you know, just naked communists going, we want more. It's not big enough. We want more. So the Democrats can't pass it. So here we come to an interesting thing. Because we've been spending like crazy for 2 years. It already started under Trump. We're about to hit our national debt ceiling. I don't know if y'all realize it, but the government cannot spend money beyond a certain debt limit. They have to authorize. We can only go in debt so far. Of course, we've gotten in the habit over the last 30, 40 years, 50 years really, that, hey, just raise your credit card limit. Every time you hit the, I mean, wouldn't it be great if you could do this, folks? You hit your credit card limit, you just raise it. Just write them a note and say, add a couple thousand to it, whatever. And that's what we do with the national debt. Well, we're coming up on that, I can't remember, in the next month or so. The GOP right now is standing against it. Says they will not raise the debt ceiling for us to go into any more debt. Now, we've played this game of chicken before, and the GOP always blinks. But they're feeling like they want to do it this time. That they, at least they're saying that. And maybe this time they can, because we've spent so much. It's so obscene. People are so mad at the federal government. Do you really care if the federal government shuts down in the next month? I would be curious to know that, because that's how they always get the debt ceiling raised. They go to the American people and they scare you, go, oh, we're going to shut down the government. And oh, the roads won't be paved, and we're going to stop your Social Security, and we won't be able to fight our wars. And I mean, all this doom and gloom, all these things, a lot of it is kind of crap because, you know, Social Security and things are automatic. So I'm curious. We're tired of the spending. I mean, absolutely tired of the out-of-control spending, the nonsense, the stupidity, the dumb things that comes out of Washington, particularly the Biden administration. Is this the opportunity the Republicans have been looking for to actually grow a pair and not raise the debt ceiling and force a shutdown of the government and force the Democrats to get reasonable on this stuff? Do you care if the federal government shuts down? I'm sort of in favor of it. I think it would be a good thing. I think the longer they're shut down, the better off for the common man. I would love to hear what you think about that out there. Does it scare you? Would it concern you? Or do you really want the government to keep up? I'd be really curious. All right, we got somebody holding there. Let's see. Who do we have on line one?
Pete the Mad Trucker.
LD, what do you got?
Man, let me tell you. Two quick things. The taxing of mileage. Can you even imagine how much things are going to cost when we start taxing for mileage? Because then you'll have plumbers that have to make 2 trips to your house. They're going to get taxed for that, so you're going to get charged for that.
Right.
It's going to send everything through the roof that involves transportation. The Democrats know that. The other thing is, don't be bamboozled, folks. If they wanted $6.5 trillion, if that's what they screamed for, they only wanted $3.5. If you give them 3.5, the truth was they only wanted 1.5.
That's right. I mean, they ask for 2 or 3 times what they want.
Yes, so it always feels like we're giving them something. They get exactly what they wanted. The same way a car dealership jacks the car up to $20,000 and then gives you 50% off when that's all the car was worth anyway.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in that.
Please, Republicans, don't be so naive. It sounds like Tommy Tuberville is finally standing up for America because they were talking on the news about how he was voicing his opinion. So maybe we got a good guy there.
Yeah, hopefully. We need people to stand up for us, the little people, the average Americans. I don't like to say little people. The average Americans, the hardworking Americans who don't have time to follow this nonsense every day and read every bill and find out how we're being bamboozled by these guys, stand up for us and say no. No more spending. The other thing I was going to say about the LD was talking about the mileage thing and how much that will add to everything. How about the invasion of privacy? You're going to have to report your mileage. So are they going to let you do it? Were you? I mean, how cumbersome? Are you going to submit a weekly report, a monthly report? Or no, why would we do it that way? We have smartphones and high technology like Alexa. Why wouldn't we just connect your car right to the IRS? And they can tell when you went an extra mile. Or you took. So you're going with the kids on vacation. They say, oh, Daddy, can we take this side trip to go see this little waterfall? And you're like, no, IRS. That's 100 miles out of the way. It's ridiculous. Get out of our back pockets. Get out of our lives. All right, we'll be back after the break at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, bring aboard a very special sponsor, Mission First Mortgage. That's right, Mission First Mortgage. And what's their mission? You, your financing, your pre-approval, your dream home. So when you go home shopping, that you have financing in hand. They are mission-focused, mission-oriented, and their mission is to get you the best financing possible. The most you can be qualified for and have it approved. So when you go out and you find that home, you don't have to run to the bank and say, hey, wait here, I got to run to the bank. No, you already got that letter from your mortgage broker. The lender is ready to go and finance your purchase. Go to Mission1STMortgageInc.com. That's Mission1STMortgageInc.com. Or look, just call Brian Dewberry at 251-289-1141. Brian's an old Marine. He runs a tight ship, but like I said, he's mission-focused, mission-oriented, and it's you, your financing, your mortgage. Go to Mission First Mortgage. Give Brian a call at 251-289-1141, and they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people. Well, if no one among us is capable of governing himself, then who among us has the capacity to govern someone else? All of us together, in and out of government, must bear the burden. The solutions we seek must be equitable, with no one group singled out to pay a higher price. We hear much of special interest groups. Well, our concern must be for a special interest group that has been too long neglected. It knows no sectional boundaries or ethnic and racial divisions, and it crosses political party lines. It is made up of men and women who raise our food, patrol our streets, man our mines and factories, teach our children, keep our homes, and heal us when we're sick. Professionals, industrialists, shopkeepers, clerks, cabbies, and truck drivers. They are, in short, we the people. This breed called Americans.
All right, that is a great excerpt from Reagan's first inaugural address on the 20th of January, 1981, a little over 40 years ago. I did pick it to go with this week's column, Millie, Blinken, and Biden. at renewamerica.com. More about that in a moment. But you really got to love this quote from Reagan. He really has some nuggets in there. I mean, it's always good to hear his wisdom in there. But when he talks, from time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. Isn't that, again, where we're at? Oh, it's too complex for the self-rule. That a government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people. And this is what then he goes, well, if no one among us is capable of governing himself, then who among us has the capacity to govern someone else? That's really the nut of it right there. He really hit the core of liberalism, leftists, communism, Marxists, Democrats, liberals, whatever you want to call it. They don't think you can govern yourself. They hate self-government because they think you're a bunch of rubes. They think you're stupid. They think you're religious zealots, whatever it is. They just don't think you're sophisticated enough to govern yourself, that you will run off the rails. You'll do stupid things. You'll whatever. You can't take care of yourself. You can't feed yourself. You can't protect yourself, whatever it is. So you need help. And so they think they should be that little elite superior group because you need help. And that's where Reagan asked, well, wait a minute. If none of us is able to govern ourselves, then how can any of us govern anyone else? I mean, it's just incredible hard-hitting logic that, you know, right now all your liberal friends and any liberals listening to this are going, duh, they don't get it, right? Because they go, well, we know better than you. And then the other part in there, our concern must be a special interest group has been too long neglected. And he basically goes down to we the people. It's about the people. So, and that I picked that one to go with this week's column that you can get at renewamerica.com. That's renewamerica.com, all one word. Millie, Blinken, and Biden. And basically going through I picked those three out, but the whole Biden administration is incompetent, or at least they appear incompetent because they're doing everything wrong. But it's crazy that they get away with whatever they want. I mean, Milley totally screws up the military. Him and Lloyd Austin are screwing up the military with, you know, they've got them all worried about CRT instead of worry about winning wars. They screw up Afghanistan. They get people killed. They send drone predators after aid workers to kill their children. And they say, oh, we're sorry. I mean, all this stuff. And then you got Blinken who's out there. You got China threatening Taiwan. Iran is attacking Kurd militias in Iraq. North Korea is firing missiles on Japan. I mean, the Taliban is dictating to us. I mean, it's crazy all over the world. And what does Blinken have to say? Nothing. He barely even knows about it. He has no response other than we're going to try harder. And then you got Biden, who barely even knows where he's at any given time. But he has nothing but, no, we've done a good job, and everybody likes us. So you got to go, okay, y'all can't be quite that stupid. Who's pulling your strings? And that's why Milley, Blinken, and Biden, are they asleep at the wheel or is someone else at the wheel? Check out that at renewamerica.com. Okay, wanted to get that off. And then I think Doug came in. Every policy that the Democrats have is more control over the citizens of this great country that was founded on liberty and freedom. And from Florida, I hope the liberals will remember a Southern man don't need them around anyhow. Okay. All right. Couple of things on the COVID front. We hit this last week. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go ahead and go to that. This is crazy about the antibody treatment. Biden literally selected red states and said, I think you're getting too much antibody treatment, and I'm going to arbitrarily cut your antibody treatment. This happened a week ago. It's still going on. And he's saying because, oh, the southern states are getting too much. Well, here's an interesting thing. Number one, there's plentiful antibody treatment around. There's plenty of it around. There's no rationing. There's not a supply issue, right? And before a week ago, it was all done from states within states, either states or hospitals within states, to private companies to be bought. Literally, the federal government had to inject themselves into that transaction to ration it. Why? They didn't do it to anywhere other than southern red states. Folks, that is the most sinister partisanship you can imagine, because they're literally jeopardizing lives by rationing the need that the states say they have and say, no, you can only have, you know, 50 to 70%. That means there's somebody who needs it that's going to go out. Folks, that's on evil now. That goes from hyper-partisanship to evil. They're playing with your lives. I mean, this is like the Soviet Union, and I didn't make enough of it last week, and I wanted to revisit. We kind of went over it. This is something that should absolutely infuriate every American, that, number one, that the federal government would involve itself in how anybody orders their medical supplies, whether it's a state, a hospital, or you. They shouldn't have anything to say about it. They shouldn't have anything to do about it. That should infuriate you, and then should absolutely scare you to death that they would do something that could jeopardize American lives. That's a crazy thing. And the other thing on the COVID front that was new, this is new, the Biden administration is floating, because you know they got the mandate out for the troops. And I don't know what you, I'd be curious what you think about whether the mandate out of the troops. They're floating the idea that any troops who have to be discharged because they refuse to take the vaccine because it's now mandated for the troops will get an other than honorable discharge. Now, that's a problem, because that affects your VA benefits and some other things. Or when you get it, you go on to do a resume and apply for other jobs, and you can't say, well, no, I didn't get an honorable discharge. You didn't get a dishonorable, but you didn't get an honorable discharge. Is that fair? That if you say, look, I have to resign, I can't take that, they're going to give you an other than honorable? It's not policy yet. They're floated, but I'd be curious to see what you think. Let's see. Florida says someone tell Millie fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life. Good point. I've thought about that. And withholding antibody treatment is criminal. I hope there are wrongful death lawsuits lining up as we speak. And let's go. Who do we got on line one holding patiently? Hello.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Pete. It's Kevin in Mobile. How you doing?
Good. Kevin, what do you got for us?
Good. Just getting off work, getting online here and stuff. Hey, I've got a question right here. I already know our answer. The gold medal for swimming is going to go to the country of Haiti. Has anybody come out with anything other than a cockamamie answer? How 15,000 people can go 2,000 miles and end up in Del Rio, Texas, underneath a bridge? Has anybody come up with the answer yet?
A good question. Who paid for them to get there?
If I had a bet, I'd probably say it's George Soros and company. But what kills me is when you've got the Texas Rangers there and you've got the sheriffs and everybody trying to do what they're elected to do and get paid for and secure the borders of this town. And then you've got people in Washington and in the state of Texas also saying, don't send these poor people home. Well, let me tell you what, you know, these people can't have the butter breads on both sides right there. You're just talking about with the military, if they don't take the COVID vaccine right there, they could have a other than honorable discharge, okay? But we're going to have these people that are non-vetted whatsoever. There's already been measles, no telling what other type of diseases that these people have brought over here. And where do they care about the sovereignty of the American people? And the people of Del Rio and the great state of Texas, they're not worried about their health, are they? They're just letting these people come in by the droves and say, hey, let's leave them here. And on top of that, let's disperse them to other parts of the country so we can infect them. These guys are high as a freaking kite right there. Let me tell you what, I can't wait for 22 to get here because the Republican Party is going to mop house. So we're just, let this guy keep doing what he's doing right here, because he has destroyed the so-called what used to be Democratic Party right there. You know, this God bless America is all I can say at this point, because we really need it.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's just frightening what they're doing. And it's no kidding an invasion. You're absolutely right. It's not just the Haitians. The Haitians are a great example of it, but all these different groups who come from all over South America, all over the world, and they wind up on planes and boats and buses to get to our border. Who's paying for this? There's a lot of money on it. They show up well-fed in brand new T-shirts.
That's it. Well, like I say, it's time to secure our borders right there. And like I say, we need to start with Texas and Florida and even California right there.
Yep.
But we have a travesty on our hands right there, and it's time for the American people to blow up the phones for your congressmen and senators right there. Just call them 24 hours a day telling them to secure our borders.
Absolutely.
And save America.
All right, Kevin, thank you for listening and thank you for the call. We're over the break, but we'll be right back with more calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, you need to check out Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. You can learn a lot out there. Did you know that Jesus Christ advocated for private property rights for individuals? Did you know the death penalty for murder is commanded by God? Are you aware that God warned us about the coming New World Order? These and many other conservative principles come directly from the Bible. Wouldn't you like to attend a church where these and other great truths are preached every week, week in and week out? Not that feel-good nonsense, but the timeless truth of the Bible, which are basically conservative principles. Well, you need to check out Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. It's right down there in Theodore, just south of Highway 10 and north of Highway 90. South of I-10. Check them out, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church, or go to their website, magnoliaspringsbaptist.church. They have a teaching service that starts at 9 a.m. every Sunday. Then they have Sunday school at 10 o'clock for groups for all different ages, and then a worship service at 11. You need to check it out. They stand firmly for conservative biblical principles in the home, church, and society. Look, a wonderful congregation and a lot of fun is out there and awaits you at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at Theodore's. Check them out this Sunday, 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. Okay, let's catch up real quick on the text line. Florida says Kevin was spot on. Dave from Gulf Shores, I did not know this. This is interesting. He says only 35% of discharged military get honorable discharges. Everybody else gets either a general discharge with various levels, bad conduct, then dishonorable. General discharge get the benefits. So only the bad conduct discharge, which used to call the big chicken dinner, or the dishonorable loses benefits according to that. And the breakdown, I knew the different things. What I didn't know was only 35% got honorable. That is very interesting. Thank you, Dave from Gulf Shores. And Doug said, Pete, they threw Jeremiah in the dungeon because he wouldn't tell King Zedekiah what he wanted to hear. Judah wound up becoming captive to Babylon. Look out, America. All right. He said he could compare this COVID mandate to the book of Esther with our three Hebrew children, Daniel, now to me or else. Okay, you got to go do a little Bible study to keep up with all that, Doug, and I appreciate you chiming in on that. Okay, back to the border real quick. You know, the pictures finally at Del Rio are getting out. And it's incredible. It's absolute humanitarian crisis down there in border on Del Rio. And if you see the pictures, which they actually got pictures out, and I got it. There's two things about that. One, the Biden administration wouldn't let the press get in there, and so the press tried to get in there with drones. That Biden administration got the FAA involved to prohibit drones from coming into the area so you couldn't get pictures or video. Finally, the Texas governor had to step in and let some journalists get in a helicopter sponsored by the state of Texas to get in there and get pictures. Once the pictures are getting out, mainstream media is trying to ignore it, but it's getting out to a lot of people. And there was this recently thing where they're showing it to college students. And when they see the pictures of what's going on, the filth, the horrid conditions, the squalid conditions, starting to change their minds and say, hey, wait a minute, this border policy isn't working. So they finally got these things out. But there's two things. Why are only the Haitians being sent back? I mean, that seems kind of blatantly racist, doesn't it? I mean, there are people coming from Romania, from Mexico, Guatemala, Colombia, Venezuela. But the Haitians, they round them up and put them on a plane and send them back. That sort of fascinates me. Why are only the Haitians being singled out? And then we also had the fake news about the border, the mounted border patrol. When they have really big, unruly crowds, which, oh, by the way, the Haitians have gotten a little unruly. They've commandeered several buses to escape. Several of the buses they use to move them, they've overpowered the drivers and driven off. So they are a bit unruly. But when they have large crowds and they're hard, and you see this with crowd control in the big cities, they have a mounted police because the horses and the a little better control of the people. They had a little more respect for the large animal. Well, anyway, they were using some mounted units on the border, and somebody distorted the took the pictures out of context. They didn't distort the picture. They took it out of context. The guy was using his reins to, you know, hit his horse to, you know, to, and that's how you get the horse to go. You spur him or use the reins. Oh, they're whipping. You're using a bullwhip on the Haitians. That is not what happened. It's all been debunked, but here we go again. All you got to do is put the sensational, bombastic, hyperbolic, I think is not correct, but hyperbole headline out there, and everybody goes nuts, and they get what they want out of the mind numbed robots on the left. And the low information voters, they all get, oh, wow, that's so terrible. Look, and then you get the Black Caucus talking about how this is worse than anything we've seen since slavery. It was all fake. It was all twisted. But we have to live through that again. Okay, we got a couple of quick things because I've just got a laundry list of different things. And I don't know if y'all saw that out there. We hit George W. Bush pretty hard last week for comparing the January 6th protesters to the 9/11 terrorists. Well, just in case you had any doubts where George Bush stands, George W. Bush, that is, he has announced he will be fundraising for Liz Cheney from Wyoming, one of the only Republicans to vote to impeach Trump, and the only Republican to say, yes, I'll co-chair the 6th January Commission. I mean, she is so out of there, and it shows George Bush what his colors are, which is really disappointing and sad to all of us. And then, you know, I mentioned the Durham indictment of the Clinton lawyer last week, and I kind of didn't let it do much with it because I thought, oh, my God, there's not that. You know, here we are. It's late. You got one lawyer saying he's lying to the FBI, and the lie was when they asked him why he was coming forward, because he was the one who sort of came forward and said, I think there may be more to it with Trump, that he might actually be working with the Russians, or they, you know, there might be some sort of quid pro quo there. And they asked him, why are you doing this, or what's your motivation, or how do you come to this? What's your And he just, oh, I'm just a good citizen, who concerned citizen. Oh, really? You're an attorney working for the Clinton Foundation. You neglected to tell the FBI that. And the DOJ and whoever else interviewed you. Anyway, I kind of thought there wasn't a whole lot to that. And maybe there isn't. But keep an eye on it, because there's more than a few people who are saying that is actually only the beginning of something bigger. And the reason is they pushed that guy out of the law firm, Perkins Coie, who works for all the Democrats. He had to leave. And the rumor is, he had to leave because it's fixing to get bad, and they didn't want in the law firm. So watch that one, and watch Arizona. Supposedly, the Maricopa County audit results are supposed to be released tomorrow. So we should have a lot to talk about next week. Folks, y'all have a great weekend. Beautiful weather. Enjoy it as we get into football and fall. See you next week. Honey, it's time to come home.